crying in baseball!
Prepare the water cooler, that we may gather around it later and discuss things.
Play ball!
It's time for the Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports.
Holy cow!
That's the baseball rejoinder. Yeah, we got to talk some baseball here on the Coach's Corner today on Drive Time Sports. It's not that far off, actually. We're down to the final few weeks of the basketball season. Once basketball ends, we typically jump right into baseball. That's the way it works in the high school sports scene. Right now, Carbon High School, they're hosting open gyms because obviously you're not going to get outside and play baseball anytime soon, right? So we're going to talk about the schedule throughout the month of February and also the start of the regular season. We have Coach Jeff Cincinnatus joining us. Coach, it's been a while since we've had you in with you not being associated with the basketball team anymore, but it's great to get you back in and start talking some baseball.
Yeah, it sure has been a long time. Seems like in the past it was every week in here, and it's been a few months, but it's good to get back in here, and we'll talk about a few things, see how everything's shaping up for the springtime.
Without you coaching the boys basketball team, how has it been during, I guess we could call it the dead portion of the schedule, where you have nothing but baseball to focus on?
Well, it's nice to have the time just to focus on the baseball program. I mean, for me, it's a big difference. I mean, my whole life's been really wrapped up with going from one thing to the next and being constantly busy with things. And, you know, and starting a new job at the auto farm, like we've talked about in the past, has kept me really busy. But, you know, the sport time has been kind of down. I mean, we're doing baseball open gyms a couple nights a week, and you know, for me, I'm just used to go, and having something going every minute of the day. And so that's been kind of tough for me. But, you know, it's been good to just be able to concentrate just on baseball alone.
Open gyms are going on right now. What are some of the things that you guys focus on in open gyms, and what's your involvement with the team during that time?
Well, first of all, we focus a lot on getting our pitchers on the mounds and getting their arms worked out and getting some arm strength back, doing some long toss in the gym, which, you know, sounds kind of funny, but we're doing long toss into the net. So, you know, we are strengthening arms. That's the biggest thing I think you can do this time of year, is try and get kids' arms, you know, strengthened up a little bit. You know, working on ground balls and that in the gym is just not beneficial, if you ask me. It's just not true to what you're going to be doing out on the field. So we don't spend too much time on that. We are spending a lot of time on the tees for hitting. Doing a lot of tracking drills with the bats, getting some live looks actually while the guys are doing some pitching stuff, and so that we're trying to get our timing down. Things like that. I mean, honestly, gym time for baseball is just not good. I mean, you don't play baseball in a gym, so it doesn't do you a whole lot of good to practice it in a gym. That's the way I kind of look at it. But it does give us a chance to, you know, do a little arm strengthening and do a little tracking drills with our hitting and things like that, and give us a chance to look at kids, younger kids that we may not have seen before, just to kind of see what their skills are. So that's really what we're doing right now. As far as my involvement, you know, I'm just kind of overseeing all the drills. I got assistant coaches who are kind of in charge of each specific thing that we're doing, whether it's pitching or hitting or whatnot. And I'm just trying to look at everything as a whole and trying to put pieces together so that by time tryouts and our first game rolls around, you know, we're ready to go.
You talk about your assistants. Who do you have helping you in the dugout this year?
You know, right now I've got Jovia and Kyle Abeda back, who helped me last year. Both those two have helped me now at the varsity level, and they're going to be back again to help me at the varsity team. Chad Fiechko helped out with our younger program last year. He's going to be back helping out. Wacy Sorensen is not a native to Carbon County, but he is a native to baseball. I mean, he's played a lot of baseball, played in the minor league system, comes to us from Grantsville, Utah, and is a left-handed pitcher who's going to help out our younger program. Has really been helping out my pitching staff all winter long, and I think we're real excited to have Coach Sorensen come in and help us out. Still looking to maybe add one more younger coach to our program so that we've got three coaches at the younger program and three at the JV and varsity level. So, you know, still looking to do that too. But, you know, I'm excited about the help that we do have. And, you know, I think they work really well with the kids. I think the kids are doing a really good job of listening to what coaches are trying to tell them. Mike Smith has been out helping us out too. Mike is an ex-player of mine, an ex-Carbon High athlete. Not going to probably get much of a chance to help us out during the high school season, but I'm hoping Mike is going to help us out maybe come Legion ball time with his work schedule. But, you know, excited about the guys I have around me, excited about the team I have coming back, even though we lost a lot of seniors from last year's team. I have some kids who are putting in a lot of hard work, and, you know, just excited to see, you know, what they can do on the field this year.
You mentioned it's not ideal to be practicing right now inside the gym, but due to this horrible weather we've had, really the only sport that it affects is Baseball. I mean, that's it. Baseball and softball. That's the only high school sport that truly the snow can affect, and I'm sure the Helper Legion field right now is not in the best of shape.
No, I just spent all day yesterday out there with a backhoe. You know, the snow's got to be over 3 feet deep out there, which is, you know, obviously everybody knows it's been a tough winter for us, and I know we need the water, but it doesn't help us out with, you know, getting ready to start doing tryouts for baseball in a month's time. You know, those tryouts are going to be the 27th and 28th of February, so we're talking about less than a month here. But I went out, tried to move a bunch of snow, just tried to drive around the park with the backhoe to see if I can just get the snow broke up, and maybe hopefully it'll start melting a little bit so that we can, you know, even get on the field, you know, first couple weeks of March really is what it's going to look like now. I know our first game is scheduled for March 7th at home, and boy, I don't see any way, you know, shape or form how that's going to happen. But, you know, hopefully it'll warm up. I mean, I think everybody's tired of the cold and obviously tired of the snow and looking forward to some springtime and some warmer weather, and hopefully that happens. But, yeah, you know, soccer's practicing in the gym too, and I know it's not beneficial for them either, but it is a little bit different. You know, at least they get to kick the ball around on the gym floor and do things, and that's kind of similar to what they'll do outside. But, you know, baseball and softball, I think it's really tough. You got your St. George schools who are outside year-round. They're outside right now still. And, I mean, what an advantage to have, you know, that weather and be able to be outside right now before the season starts. And it's a wonder why, you know, they win so many state championships down that way. I mean, they're leaps and bounds ahead the rest of us. And, you know, it's just really tough to be in the gym time trying to work on baseball. And, you know, I know the college has probably been struggling with that here locally at Eastern Utah. You know, being in a gym and an indoor facility trying to work, and then you got to go play against schools, you know, from Vegas or wherever else, and Arizona time where they're all outside. But, you know, we do the best with it that we can, and you can make excuses all you want, but no one really cares about an excuse, so we just got to work on what we can do, and we can only control what we can control.
Coach Jeff Cincinnatus, again, our guest right now with the Carbon Dino Baseball Squad. Coach, you mentioned some key dates. Tryouts are going to be Monday and Tuesday, February 27th and 28th. Open gym's going on right now, and then the first game of the year will be on March 7th.
Correct, yeah. Open gym schedule is really not a set schedule. We're just trying to work around the basketball teams right now at the high school. We are going every Monday night. That kind of has been a constant. We've been swapping with the girls. One Monday we'll go at 6 p.m. The next Monday we'll go at 7:30 p.m. That way that the girls get an opportunity to go early and late also. But then just kind of depends on whether it's girls basketball or boys basketball the rest of the week on what night we get in the rest of the week. So, you know, I encourage any player who hasn't been out yet to open gyms who's thinking about playing high school ball this year, you know, they really need to get out to some open gyms, because 2 days of tryouts is not a lot of time. It's not a lot of time for us to evaluate a lot of kids. You know, right now, normally with our baseball program, we have upwards of 40 or 50 kids that usually try out. And so when you have to cut, you know, 20 kids, I mean, that's tough if you're only getting to see them for 2 days in a tryout format. And this year it might be even worse, because we'll probably be inside for those tryouts again. I just don't see any way we'll be out on the baseball field. But, you know, so they really need to get some open gyms so we can evaluate them, get to see what they can do and can't do. And, you know, I tell the guys all the time during open gyms, it's really tryouts. I mean, we're evaluating every single night and seeing what kids can do. So, you know, it's a busy time for us right now. At the same time, you know, we got a few weeks here before the season starts where our coaching staff's not going to be able to work with our players as much in open gyms. You know, we kind of just got to get the facilities open and let them do what they can do here, because we do have a moratorium period before the season actually starts. But, you know, right now we are working with the kids and seeing what we can do and getting ready for our season.
I know people are saying baseball already. I mean, that was kind of the talk I had with a couple of people when I was talking about USU Eastern's baseball team last week. Look, basketball, we're down to the final 2 weeks of the regular season. And once basketball lands, a lot of the time, kids will get eliminated from the state tournament. The next day, they're out practicing baseball.
Yeah, you know, basketball is winding down. And that's, you know, that's been sad to sit and watch. I've missed basketball this season. It's the first time in 19 years I haven't been associated at the high school level with basketball, and it's been tough. And, you know, I know our local programs are doing well. You know, Carbon and Emory both are having great seasons and working on things. But, yeah, like you said, I mean, some programs are going to have an extra week of basketball than others, And those programs that can get an early start on baseball usually, you know, usually helps their programs. But you have some kids who, you know, go right from a Saturday championship game in basketball to a tryout Monday for baseball. And you know, that can be tough on athletes with no time down or anything. But I bet if you ask a high school kid around, I mean, they would rather go right from one sport to the next and not have a lot of time in between anyway. That's just kind of the way they are. And it's kind of the way us coaches are, too. We like to get started and get going. But you know, on the basketball note, I wish all the programs, you know, the best of success. I've had a chance to do some refereeing this winter, which I'm sure a lot of people have seen me out there. I've heard a lot of screaming going on my way, which has been, it's been fun for me. I'm, you know, screaming at me doesn't bother me at all. I've had it from coaching. Now I'm getting it from officiating. And, you know, I just enjoy trying to help the kids. I mean, you know, it's been interesting. Pinnacle, I've done quite a few games at Pinnacles High School, and it's fun to see their program and what they're doing. I have never really had a chance to watch them when I was coaching myself. So it's just, it's great to still be involved, even, you know, if it's not at the coaching level, with the officiating level. But, you know, I do miss the basketball end of it, but I do wish, you know, all the programs the best of luck.
For anyone out there who maybe needs some more information on the open gyms with tryouts just a little under a month away, best way to go about getting that the schedule for the open gyms, how would that be?
Probably just to give me a call. Like I said, with, you know, Monday nights are pretty set, but after that it's just kind of, it's hit and miss. I kind of try and let the guys know on Monday what the rest of the week's going to be, and I don't have anyone, you know, I don't have a problem with anyone giving me a call or even just sending me a text and, you know, asking when those are going to be. And you know, my phone number, it's been out there all over the place. You know, it's 435-820-8379. That's my cell number. You know, I have no problem with anyone sending me a text or giving me a call wanting to know what our schedule's like. And, you know, just any questions at all. You know, we'll have some camps set up for baseball as we get going. You know, we'll have our team camp set up again in April, and we'll get more information as we get going with that. But, you know, if anybody has any questions, and, you know, I'm sure you'll post that phone number on the website, Jordan, and you know, feel free to give me a call. That's what my cell phone's for, is for information. I don't have have a problem with anyone giving me a call.
Coach, it's always fun to get you in. Fun to start talking some baseball again. Thank you for the time. And I know we'll get you in here a little bit closer to tryouts.
Yeah, I appreciate it, Jordan. And we hope that this weather warms up a whole bunch for us.
Again, Coach Jeff Cincinnatus of the Carbon Dino Boys baseball team. That gives us a little bit of a break from the basketball, which is just dominating right now. And that's a good thing, because I love the local basketball scene. But wrestling and swimming and all these winter sports just about to come to a close. Great to talk to Coach Cincinnatus here on the show today. Now, we're going to talk to another coach next segment here on Drive Time Sports, but we're going to move to the college football scene. We're going to be joined by AP Coach of the Year, Mike McIntyre, the head football coach of the Colorado Buffaloes. Yesterday was National Signing Day. What's that like for a coach? I'm really excited for this interview. I got some questions I'd like to ask Coach Mack. Really, I'm kind of a geek when it comes to assembling teams. I really get into the numbers and the analytical side of things. So to hear what it's like for a head coach in the recruiting process, I'm looking forward to it. That's coming up next segment here on Drive Time Sports.